Welcome, folks, to the Safety Strikes Network. We are here to update your knowledge on safety, health, and loss control principles with current information that can be applied to today's industrial work environment. Our goal is to help you achieve a higher level of operational and safety excellence while improving efficiency, productivity, and sustainability. We appreciate your time with us today, and especially for your personal efforts toward achieving an injury and illness-free work environment. And now, here's Dave with today's Mighty Line Minute.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Mighty Line Monday Minute. Last week, we talked about OSHA and color. We'll be moving on now to talk about ANSI C535.1, the 2022 edition, and how it will help improve operational efficiency, productivity, and importantly, the area of safety and assuring that people go home safely. The American National Standards Institute, otherwise known as ANSI, publish a wide number of standards used in the world of safety. ANSI Z535.1 is known as the American National Standard for Safety Colors. The Z535.1 2022 standard updates all previous editions in the American National Standards Institute library for color. Additionally, ANSI Z535.2 is the American National Standard for Facility and Safety Signs for Environmental, Z535.3, Safety Symbols, 535.4, Product Safety Signs and Labels, 535.5, is Safety Tags and Barricade Tapes, such as for Temporary Hazards, and Z535.6 is the American National Standard for Product Safety Information in Product Materials, Instructions, and Other Collateral Materials. It's important to note that in the area of hazard communication and standards such as the HAZCOM standard, ANSI is widely referenced for the use of safety colors and signage. In OSHA 1910.145, OSHA incorporated by reference earlier editions of the ANSI safety color standards. However, now that they've been updated, it's important to understand some legal concepts that OSHA recognizes. OSHA now recognizes the later use of ANSI standards, such as the most recent 2022 edition. The way they do that is as follows. Employers are allowed to use and adopt most current consensus standards applicable to their operations, rather than with the OSHA standards in effect at the time of inspection, when the employer's action provides equal or greater employee protection. So as long as the standards used by the employer provide such protection, a violation where the employer is not in compliance with OSHA standards but is in compliance with the new standards may be considered de minimis and not be cited. So specifically, they're referring to the old Z53.1 standards developed back in 1967 and 1968 that are now replaced by the updated 2022 ANSI 535 standards. So what colors are we actually talking about in the new Z535.1 standard? Let's get specific and talk about the color chart involved. Colors are safety red, safety orange, safety yellow, safety green, safety blue, safety purple, and safety white. Interestingly, the 2022 standard brings in some very slight changes to the specific color codes involved. To the eye, those may not be recognizable, but it's important to note that if you are involved in formulation and do want to get more specific about your colors, they may be referenced in the 2022 standard. And there is correlation with an ISO standard, which will be discussed in our next podcast. What's important to know is that if you're looking for the actual color design, to pay attention to the different ways that it is illustrated and the variances allowed by the standard. So let's get down to why color is so important in the use of color for safety signs, symbols, floor marking, floor striping, and other uses in the work environment. The primary goal of ANSI safety colors is to provide an immediate visual cue of potential hazards. Whether it's a red floor tape or stripe indicating an immediate danger, or a yellow-black diagonal tape highlighting a unique safety and health warning, these colors prompt employees to respond appropriately, thus preventing accidents. Additionally, yellow signaling may be an indication of an aisleway, a walkway, a vehicle lane. The ANSI safety color green is commonly used for the following: personal protective equipment and supply areas, eyewash stations, and even finished goods storage areas. These colors assure that workers are prepared for their tasks, as well as reducing the risk of injury and operational failure. Be sure that your floor striping, marking, signage are in accordance with the standard, and more specifically, that all employees are trained It's likely to improve your operational safety, your efficiency, pride in the workforce, and assuring that employees go home safely every day. Should you have any questions, do not hesitate to reach out to Mighty Line. Have a great rest of your day and stay safe.